KU is now tied with UCLA for winning the most conference championships in a row. Both the Bruins and Jayhawks won 13 straight. UCLA reached this milestone under three different coaches. KU did it under one coach, Bill Self. Before KU's road game victory over Texas, Jayhawks senior Landon Lucas visited with TV commentator Bill Walton. Lucas is from Portland, so he's up on Walton's history with the NBA's Portland Trailblazers. Lucas also knows that Walton was part of UCLA's record-setting streak in which the Bruins won all those conference titles in a row.
Yeah, he was. So that was cool that he was able to come out and call a game.
When Lucas first arrived in Lawrence, he had to be schooled on what the Jayhawks had going with their own string of conference championships.
I didn't hear a ton about it at the time. It was eight straight. Seems like a long time ago, but eight straight at the time, and I knew it was a big accomplishment. But something like getting to 13 and tying the record and everything, seemed far off.
Another former UCLA great who was part of the streak, Jamal Wilkes, has also been closely monitoring KU. Wilkes says he wouldn't be opposed to seeing KU break the deadlock next year.
It's really impressive, and I think it's a testament to the tremendous job Coach Self and his staff and the whole university is supporting the team like that. I hope they do it. And I just think it would be a remarkable, great achievement.
But if it happens next year, KU coach Bill Self hopes it won't have all the off-court issues he's been saddled with this year. Before KU's non-conference game at Kentucky, a matchup of the NCAA's top two winningest programs, there was a published report of a rape at McCarthy Hall. That's the newly constructed residence hall where players and about 20 other students live. The incident dated back to the night of December 17th when KU returned from a game in Kansas City. Self addressed the report.
I think sometimes when you talk about distraction, you look at it how it affects us. But more importantly, there's an obviously very serious alleged allegation.
Details of the alleged rape remain unclear, and so far no charges have been filed. But five KU players were listed as witnesses in the case. That wasn't all. Bill Self forced Carlton Bragg to sit out three games.
Well, obviously, he was suspended for violation of team rules, and I'll leave it at that. But certainly very, very disappointed.
Carlton Bragg was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia from the night of the McCarthy Hall incident. Later, Bragg entered a diversion agreement. And just before KU traveled to Texas, freshman guard Josh Jackson was slapped with a misdemeanor charge of property damage. Jackson played against the Longhorns when KU won the Big 12 title outright and was disciplined internally, according to Self. When the regular season ended, Self says he was pleased with how his team dealt with the reported incidents off the floor.
I will say that this team has been as focused as any group that I can remember, considering all the crap and distractions that this team has listened to and dealt with.
Despite a season filled with off-court distractions, the nation's number one team begins the postseason with high hopes. This week, KU tries to defend its Big 12 tournament championship, but win or lose, the Jayhawks have a much bigger prize in mind, returning to the NCAA tournament's Final Four. KU hasn't made it that deep into March Madness since 2012. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.